Unit 21. Invention. Surface. Direction. Continent. Simultaneously. Consequence. Concept. Glimpse. Fragment. Humanist. Odds. Intolerable. Origin. Traditional. Focus. Embrace. With the price of computers falling, a new age of invention is about to start. New horizons will surface in every direction, much as if 10 continents were discovered simultaneously. The consequence will not only be new products and activities, but also new concepts and cultures. It is possible to glimpse fragments of this future now and to sense how rich and unexpected it will be. Unfortunately, for the past century, some humanists have been at odds with technologists, viewing technology as a harmful force beyond their control, all the more intolerable because of its human origins. This attitude is part of the humanist traditional focus on the past and unwillingness to embrace either the art or technology of the present.
Unit 22. Motivate. Factor. Nationalism. Worthy. Arouse. Passionate. Loyalty. Hatred. Violence. Courage. Extend. Tribe. Area. Religious. Holy. Grasp. Supreme. Sacrifice. Obey. Universal. Instinct. Genetic. There are many motivating factors in human behavior, but we claim that nationalism is particularly worthy of study. Why is it particularly significant? Its significance lies in its power to arouse passionate loyalties and hatreds that motivate acts of extreme violence and courage. People kill and die for their nations. Of course, it is not alone in this. People are driven to similar extremes to protect their families, their extended families or tribes, their home areas, and their religious groups and the holy places and symbols of their religions. However, these other loyalties are often rather easier to grasp than nationalism. Parents making supreme sacrifices for their children can be seen as obeying a universal law in life forms, the instinct to protect one's own genetic material.
Unit 23. Characteristics. Personality. Explore. Predict. Theory. Propose. Shape. Abdomen. Sociable. Forgive. Triangular. Muscular. Upright. Confident. Energetic. Dominant. Enterprise. Hot-tempered. Feeble. Tense. Awkward. Somehow. Connect. The relationship between physical characteristics and personality has been explored for thousands of years and used to predict and explain the actions of others. One of the most popular modern theories was proposed by William Sheldon in the late 1940s and early 1950s. According to his system, a person with an oval-shaped body and a large, heavy abdomen is slow, sociable, emotional, forgiving, and relaxed. A person who has a triangular shape and a muscular, firm, upright body is confident, energetic, dominant, enterprising, and at times hot-tempered. A thin, feeble person is tense and awkward. A number of researchers since Sheldon have contributed their own ideas to the basic theory that body shape and personality are somehow connected.
Unit 24. Ethics. Predominantly. Punish. Forbid. Condemn. Court. Govern. Morality. Decease. Philosophy. Ceaselessly. Sanction. Denunciation. Freedom. Steal. Scared. Honesty. Caution. Virtue. Prudence. people have the wrong idea about ethics. It does not exist predominantly to punish, to forbid, to condemn. There are courts, police, and prisons for that, and no one would claim they are governed by pure morality. Socrates deceased in prison, but he passed away more freely than his judges. It is here, perhaps, that philosophy begins. It is here that ethics begins, ceaselessly, in each of us. At the point where no punishment is possible, no sanction is effective, no denunciation is necessary. Ethics begins when we are free. It is freedom itself. In a shop, you see a CD you'd like to steal, but there's a security guard watching. Or maybe you're just scared of being caught, of being punished. This is not honesty. It is self-interest. It is not ethics. It is caution. Fear of the police is the opposite of virtue, or it is the virtue of prudence.
Unit 25. Offense. Upset. Theft. Delinquent. Item. Discontented. Self-esteem. Shake. Commit. Disregard. Intensely. Formation. Vice. Crucial. Appropriate. Probably none of the common offenses of childhood upsets parents more than stealing. What disturbs them most is usually not the thefts themselves, bad as they are. It is the idea that their children may grow up to be thieves. But a child has no intention of becoming a delinquent when he takes some small item. The child nearly always knows that he has done wrong, and if his parents are discontented with him, he understands. But if they are anxious about him, his self-esteem is shaken. We ought not to view what the child has done as a crime. According to law, a child cannot commit a crime. I am not saying that parents should disregard what their child does. The reactions of a child's parents intensely influence the formation of that child's personality. Any vice that parents consider crucial requires an appropriate response so that the child can learn.